My name is Derek Bullard. Welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. A young Sherbrooke-based company has developed a smart machine that optimizes weeding operations for organic producers. Today, we have the opportunity to explore the story behind this groundbreaking technology. Our guest, Simon Michaud, a former electrical engineer master's student turned entrepreneur in the agriculture sector, shares his inspiration and journey. We explore the creation of a revolutionary robotic solution designed for efficient weed removal. Mr. Michaud takes us through his transition from falling in love with vegetable production to addressing the challenges faced by farmers.
I think the inspiration behind the creation of this OBEX is mostly about how shocked we were. It's kind of a love and hate thing where I really fell in love with working in the field, seeing how grand vegetable productions can be, how beautiful it is to grow vegetables, and how we don't really get this idea of where our vegetable come from when we go to the market and we buy them. We don't really see and think how big a field needs to be able to give us vegetables for all year in every market in Quebec. It's completely crazy. So I fell in love with the agriculture sector. I knew I needed to work there. But the hate part is I was really shocked about how difficult it can be to remove the weeds. Like, these people doing it, it must be terrible for them. I did remove weeds for a few days since I've started the project, and it's unbelievable how difficult it is on the body to do that, on the mind as well. It's so long and painful. You really don't want to do that all day. And they're doing long days. Like, they're working from 6 a.m. to until the sun sets. So to until 8, 9 at night. So, no, it's really a terrible job. So we started this OBEX knowing that the agriculture sector is a beautiful thing. It's a thing that we need to keep in Quebec. We need to develop and we need to cherish. And knowing that weeding was one of the biggest pain, that it needed to be addressed so that the agriculture sector can continue to flourish. So that was really the inspiration behind doing something about it, like having to think about Desherbex. And then Desherbex, the inspiration came also to seeing how every farmer is unique, every farm is unique, and how every farmer have different perception and different ways of doing their job. So we had to build this company around being so, keeping this flexibility to be able to go through every farms out there. So we really did build our technology around helping the environment, helping the people doing the work and the farmers, while being flexible, understanding, and trying to introduce a technology, an advanced technology in a field where they don't really know how they can use AI, artificial intelligence. So that was really the basis around Desherbex, the inspiration behind building this crazy machine with robotic arms and artificial intelligence that we can really move around and that is easy to use for farmers. And I think that's kind of what made me a bachelor in robotics engineering and now a master's student in electrical engineering go through this phase of, yeah, I can develop technology, but now I'm an entrepreneur, I'm starting a business. I think the pain was so big that I couldn't not do something about it. And especially knowing that I can build a robot to do it. So yeah, that's really the inspiration behind the creation. And of course there's this story where the story about the first time we went in the fields, it's all those things. It really started Desherbex and it made us go through everything and build this from scratch and be crazy passionate about it. So yeah.
It was during a 2019 summer internship that our guests encountered a unique agricultural challenge.
Yeah, that's kind of a funny story where I was back, I think it was my second year of robotics engineering bachelor, and I was doing this internship at the Institute of the Innovative Vehicle, the Innovative Vehicle Institute, sorry. And we were doing building an autonomous tractor, trying to develop a tractor that could be operated in the field without a conductor. And we were, I was allowed to I did have to do some field testing with them to bring to go get informations about how the tractor would work. And when I was there, I had to I f did talk to the farmer that and he explained to me that yeah, autonomous tractors are really interesting and they're definitely a part of the future for farms. But right now his biggest problem was having people to remove the weeds in his field. It's a task that's so difficult and so long and penible, so people don't really want to do it. And he was having trouble keeping his workers at his farm because there's so much jobs elsewhere. So when they had to do weeding, they would go elsewhere. So he showed me what he had done to solve this problem. He had built this kind of machine that was pulled by a tractor that had six massage tables next to each other, where people would lay down, their faces in the small hole, looking at the ground. And while the tractor was going forward, they would remove the weeds by hand, one by one. That was the only way for him to have people do remove the weeds in his field. So yeah, it was kind of crazy. And that's the thing that led to Desherbex. It's the problem that we saw at the beginning, is the problem that we decided that we would want to solve. So yeah, that was the beginning of everything. It was this crazy observation that I would never think would lead me to where I am today, but yeah, the beginning of the company.
Smo and his team clinched the top prize at the Bourse Pierre Pelado competition, and as he explains, it proved to be a game changer, propelling their startup to new heights.
Yeah, winning the Bourse Pierre Pelado competition was completely crazy. I still can't believe it. $75,000 is so much money. It really, I honestly, it's hard to put words on how crazy this is. Back then we had no money. We were starting the company. We had received a few research grants to help with the beginning of scaling up our machine. We had won a few contests. Actually, when we won the Pelado, we had won, I think, the Concours Createch at the Université de Sherbrooke that gave us $20,000. So we had a little bit of money, enough to make us go through the next few months. But the $75,000, it was the game changer for us. It's with the different contests that we did that year, I think we won for about $150,000, and this money we used it completely to do levers with different subventions, with different government funds to go with the project and start building the machine and going forward with a product that was more market ready. So it allowed us to do development, to do testing, to we were we it allowed us to change our timeline to go a little bit further with more, actually, to be able to use what the money we had to go further than what we would have done without this money. If I can put this into concrete examples, like when we started Desherbex, we were going to do this 6 feet wide machine with 12 robotic arms that would go in different farms, in farms that are a little smaller, but that would be still perfectly happy to have a robot to remove the weeds. But with the levers we were able to do with the recognition we've got from these different contests, we were actually able to build this. We are actually able to build this 18-foot machine, this crazy behemoth of a thing, that can remove so many weeds at a time with more than 30 robotic hands working simultaneously. So that's not what we thought we would be able to do in 2 years. It allowed us to scale up really quickly, to gain confidence in what we were doing, and to approach different ventures, different players in the market, and say, look, we're a serious business, we're starting up, we're at the beginning, but we really want to do this, and people believe in us, so we're going forward, and can you help us? So it really gave us the confidence, the money, it gave us the support we needed to scale up quicker. It's crazy how it helped us on every aspect of the business.
We push further into the groundbreaking technology of this invention and explore how it leverages artificial intelligence and high-definition cameras for efficient weeding in organic farming. Simon explains.
So how it works, this Arbex, it's a agricultural equipment pulled by a tractor on which we placed robotic arms that can remove the weeds independently. So each robotic arms are an independent thing that we can place around and that will look on the ground with a camera. And this camera will be able to tell, okay, where are the weeds and where are the vegetables. So while the tractor is going forward, the camera is looking down, seeing how the weeds are going through the camera field of view. So then with the tractors advancing, we have this robotic hand that can move from left to right and from up and down that will place itself in front of the weed. And when the weed is coming towards it, when it's close to the hand of the robot, the robotic arm will go down, pinch the weed, pull it from the ground, and then throwing it out of the line of vegetables. So it's really how that works. So we have this big machine, it's advancing in the field, being pulled by a tractor. We have these robotic arms that can move from left to right, up and down, and that can remove the weeds while the tractor is moving. And those robotic arms, we can place many of them on our machine. So right now we have this 6 foot wide machine that has 12 robotic arms that are working simultaneously and removing the weeds independently one from another, and removing many weeds at a time. So yeah, that's how the Arbex machine works.
Our guest Simon goes on to discuss the economic benefits, labor savings, and enhanced productivity that farmers can enjoy, ultimately contributing to a more sustainable and efficient agricultural landscape.
So of course, Arbex is based around being accessible to farmers and helping them with the cost of weeding. So right now when farmers are doing the weeding task, they have to find labor, they have to do the job all day, every day for the whole summer. It costs them a crazy amount of money. So Arbex, we placed ourselves trying to be quicker than labor. We wanted to have this machine that can work, that can remove more weeds at a time than laborers, and we also wanted to make it configurable so that farmers can have this machine that can be 6 foot wide, 18 foot wide, or even wider, so that they don't have to do so much going through. They can go through the field faster and more efficiently. So the gains we offer to the farmers is obviously having a machine that can cost less than workers, that can be a fixed cost that when they buy the machine they can absorb through the years, and in the end they actually gain a lot of money from having bought the machine and not having to do these recurrent costs throughout the years. And yeah, so the main part is being to save costs for farmers doing the weeding task. But obviously the gains go, removing weeds by hand is a human problem in the end. So they have to worry less about forcing their workers to do a task that is so painful. It can allow them to move the workers from a task that is not giving value to the crops. Like removing weeds, you're protecting the crops, but in the end, what you want is to have a product that is prettier, healthier, that is easier for customers to buy. So of course they can now move their workers to those tasks that are less painful for them, a lot less painful for them. So it's obviously a big cost saving, and it's a labor. It's nice for their laborers. They are happy not having to do the job anymore. So yeah, that's the big advantages from the Zerbex to farmers.
We asked Simon to uncover the transformative impact that his invention could have on reducing the need for harmful pesticides and promoting more sustainable agricultural practices.
The Zerbex has a lot of potentials to remove the need to reduce the need for pesticides use. We started the Zerbex knowing that it was a big problem for farmers to use to need manual labor to remove the weeds. This is obviously an enormous pain for organic farms. In the beginning, we thought that it was only organic farmers that had to do manual weeding, but we found out really quickly that every farm needs to do it, even ones that use pesticides. And we actually saw that there's a lot of farms that use, when we think about pesticide usage, we think like, everyone uses an enormous amount and they don't care about the consequences. But most farmers are really, really careful about their usage. They really want to reduce their usage of the dangerous ones, especially. But actually, they want to reduce every pesticides they use, because they know that farmers are the first to know the environmental impacts of bad practices. So they want to reduce the need for pesticides. So what we did, we have our machine that can remove the weeds by hand. It has a lot of precision. It can remove the weeds in a way that pesticides are not even able to do it. And especially with pesticide resistance, it's a phenomenon that has started for a few years now. We see farms where there's now a few weeds that are resistant to the herbicides used. They completely invade the field. So obviously that's a big problem for farmers. They use pesticides, but then it's not working. So they have to use more pesticides and more dangerous ones. So what we can offer with the Zerbex is a nice way to, if they want to use pesticides and they've been using them for years, but they have pesticide resistance, they have a few weeds that are still going up. But well, our machine is extremely good to remove those weeds. We've seen it. We're doing it in traditional farms. It's really easy for us to remove the weeds that are left. So we think that by being able to provide a product that can remove the weeds where pesticides can't, with time, farmers that use pesticides will use the Zerbex as well, and they will see how we can remove the weeds, how the job is done easily and without problems. So then we hope that seeing that, they will change their practices to maybe remove the most harmful pesticides, the ones that they use in the end to kill the weeds after they've used the first ones that are mostly, that are kind of easier on the planet. So we hope to gradually slow down the pesticides use and maybe get to a point where we only use pesticides that are essential and that are not that are less harmful, and that the Zerbex can be working hands in hands with those practices. So in the long run, I would say we hope we can reduce pesticides and that farmers will accept the Zerbex and be able to see the gains for the environment and how their farms I will be less affected by those pesticides.
Simon goes on to share some insights gained from testing the second prototype of the Desherbex at an onion farm in the summer of 2022.
We did test the second prototype of Desherbex in 2022. We tested the third one last summer in 2023. Both those times we spent some time at this onion farm at the La Ferme Farnham, which is a great farm to do testing. We love them. They are great help for us, and we love working with them. The first prototype we had in 2022 was, well, we did develop it during our bachelor's degree, so it was kind of really, it was a prototype. That's the right word for it, is the prototype. It was not the most robust thing to bring to fields. It was a beautiful machine. I would say it was well built, but it was not made for robust usage. So last summer we came up with this more robust machine that can be used by farmers, that was thought in a better way for them to be able to configure it and to change the layout of the robots, to be able to place the hands anywhere they want, and without really caring about, without having to change everything on the machine. Like now we have robotic tools that we can, they are fixed by four screws and two wires, and we can remove them easily and interchange them with so much ease. So we really did change the experience behind, because of what we saw in the summer of 2022, we really changed the experience with the machine for the farmers, keeping the same flexibility and the same agility that we had with our robotic arms that in 2022, and it really helped us approach the commercialization process. It really did help us be closer to a machine that producers would buy and would adopt in their farm easily. So yeah, it was a lot of work, but this summer of 2022 with our first prototype was a big learning experience for us.
And finally, our guest discusses the future plans and outlines their expansion strategy.
Our futures for the Desherbex, it's a great unknown path. We know what we want to do. We know our priority is to help producers in the Quebec region. We think there's a big issue in Quebec where we are kind of behind technology-wise in farms. There's many things being developed in Europe and in North America, mostly in the California region. But I think in Quebec we have this. I don't know why, but we have this this. We are kind of behind technology-wise. So, of course, we built something that was made for Quebec farmers. We built something that was more accessible to Quebec, to the Quebec way of doing agriculture. So we hope that it will be easily accessible for farmers in Quebec. In the near future, we want to also expand to Ontario to see the different culture there, and to try to bring our machine in their fields to get this this experience this outside of Quebec, and then we will slowly go through North America, going in the New Hampshire, in the New England region, learning the way they are doing weeding there, and trying to introduce our machine in there, and then slowly growing to California. So in terms of a timeline, next summer we are still working in Quebec in farms that we have chosen, and then we hope in September 2024 we will be in the fall 2024, maybe after September, but we hope to bring our machine somewhere in the States where they are farming all year. So we hope to bring our machine there so that it could continue to work and to continue to see how it would be going in a four seasons kind of production, and how our machine can last in those kind of conditions. So yeah, I think for the future of Desherbex, Quebec is always on the map, but we were gonna be going through Ontario to the United States, and maybe going through Mexico as well. We have some contacts in Europe that we are exploring as well. So yeah, we're slowly going worldwide.
We thank Simon Michaud from Desherbix for his time and expertise and the vision that he has for the agricultural community. My name is Derek Bullard, and this is Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.